Chapter 8. We're off. Emily liked the idea of being a fairy princess, but wasn't sure what a fairy princess actually did. Kyle didn't care what a fairy prince did, as he assumed he would be a natural at the role. "Are you ready?" asked Scarlet. "Yes," said Emily with trepidation. "Yes," said Kyle with overenthusiasm. "Here we go then," said Scarlet. She reached into her fairy dust pouch and took out a generous quantity and sprinkled it over Emily and Kyle. Light sparkled all around, and Kyle and Emily were reduced to fairy size. If anyone had been watching, they would have seen Kyle and Emily standing bolt upright, minding their own business one moment, then nothingness where Kyle and Emily had previously been standing the next moment. Emily looked at Kyle, and Kyle looked at Emily. "Wow," they both said in unison. Emily was dressed in a gorgeous green short dress with diamonds sparkling all over it. She had a tiara on which fitted perfectly. This was a miracle, as Emily always thought she had a very large head in order to hold in her very large brain. Kyle wore a purple suit studded with rubies. They certainly looked like royalty. Emily felt a twitch in her back, and she realized that now she was a fairy, she must also have fairy wings. She looked over her shoulder and gazed in wonderment at the large transparent wings tipped with shades of green. She tried fluttering her wings and found herself lifting off the ground. "Careful," said Scarlet. "You'll need to practice flying. It's not as easy as you might think." Kyle started fluttering wildly and found himself in the air in no time at all. Of course, Kyle was overconfident in most things he did, so when he tried to show off his flying skills, he merely ended up flying straight into a rose petal. "Achoo!" said Kyle. "Achoo!" Scarlet giggled. Emily sniggered. Kyle wasn't hurt. Well, at least not physically. His pride had taken a minor battering, though, and he felt a little bit embarrassed. Emily was a natural when it came to flying. She was able to dart from oak tree to geranium, from geranium to dandelion, from dandelion to cabbage patch. She returned to Scarlet and Kyle to rapturous applause. "There are some important rules you should obey now that you can fly," said Scarlet. "Rule number one, watch out for birds. Birds like eating fairies. Rule number two, be careful in the wind. The wind can blow you off course very easily. Rule number three, never forget about rules number one and two." These seemed like very sensible rules to Emily, and even Kyle had to concede that obedience in this case would be appropriate. "Hello there," shouted Amber and Violet in unison. "We've been gathering provisions for the trek to the palace." "Trek?" asked Kyle. "Surely it can't be that far to go." There were more giggles from the fairies. "It will take some time to get there, and the route is quite dangerous. We will have to stop a few times on the way for rest, food and drink," said Scarlet. "I've got us plenty of juice, lots of sweets, and extra fairy dust," said Amber. "I've got the maps, compasses, and rucksacks to carry it all," added Violet. "Excellent," said Kyle. "I like sweets. What kind of sweets did you get?" "Honey cubes," said Amber, "and the juice is made from the gooseberries growing in Emily's garden." Kyle, Emily, and the three fairy sisters were ready to embark on their quest. Scarlet fluttered her wings and rose into the air, followed by Amber and Violet. Kyle and Emily joined them, though not quite as effortlessly. "Follow me," said Scarlet, and they headed off in an easterly direction towards the local primary school. They were at quite a height now. It may have only been about 50 feet above the ground, but it seemed like thousands to Kyle and Emily. They looked down at their school, which looked quite different at this height. Emily had never seen the school roof before, though Kyle had been on the roof for a dare the previous summer. They could see Mr. Brown, the school caretaker, who seemed to be mending the goalposts at the far end of the football pitch, but they resisted the urge to say hello. "We'll head for the top of the hill and rest for a bit," shouted Scarlet. They banked to the right and headed towards Danani, the local hill. The views were now spectacular, and Emily couldn't help admire them. She could see the ocean in the distance, and mountains beyond. There were rivers and valleys and forests. She could see airplanes above, and cars below. She saw her village sprawled out beneath her, and the city just a few miles beyond. She was quite sure that she had never seen anything as beautiful before. At the top of the hill, There was a large stone pillar, and it was upon the pillar that Scarlet landed. They had only been flying a short while, so Kyle was rather puzzled as to why they needed to rest so soon. "We need to conserve our energy. We will only be able to fly for short periods at a time. The next leg of our journey is to cross the lock, which will take us quite a while. It's a dangerous crossing, so we should grab some rest now."
"Hello, Scarlet, Amber, Violet," said a deep, husky voice. "And who might we have here?"
A scrawny-looking creature approached with a large, hooked nose and big, bulbous eyes. He would have been no more than 2 feet tall, but he looked gigantic to Kyle and Emily.
"Hello, Wally," said Scarlet.
Kyle was relieved that Wally seemed to be a friend of Scarlet and not some fairy-eating monster.
"What is it?" Emily asked Amber and Violet in a whisper.
"This is Wally. Wally is an elf. He roams this hill. To be honest, I think he thinks he owns it," said Amber.
"This is Prince Kyle and Princess Emily," said Scarlet.
Wally bowed his head, as one does when in the presence of royalty. Emily thought she could get used to this treatment.
"Pleased to meet you, your highnesses," Wally said. "Welcome to my hill. Is there anything I can do for you?"
Kyle had never met an elf before. Emily was fairly sure she had never met an elf before, but if they had been asked to describe what an elf looked like, they would have described Wally. Wally looked like he had walked out of the pages of a comic book. Kyle wasn't sure what an elf did.
"What can you do?" asked Kyle, hesitatingly.
"I'm good at gathering berries, building fires, and I can do directions," answered Wally.
Berries weren't required, and a fire wasn't exactly necessary either. Directions, however, might be useful. "We're off to see the King and Queen of Fairies, so we were about to cross the lock," said Scarlet.
"Ah," said Wally. "Hop on, then."
Wally gestured to the fairies for them to jump onto his back. He explained that he could get them to the lock shore in super fast time. Elves, as everyone knows, can cover ground very quickly indeed. The fairies jumped aboard and held onto the elf's torn shirt as Wally sped off down the side of the hill towards the lock. He was very fast indeed. Everything passed them by in a blur to the point where Kyle couldn't make out where they were. Emily thought they might actually be going backwards in time. Wally jumped over fallen trees, ducked under branches, and leapt over streams. In no time at all, Wally came to a halt.
"There you go," growled Wally.
The fairies found themselves staring at the great expanse of water that was the loch. Kyle hopped off Wally's back, and his legs gave way as he crumpled in a heap on the ground.
"Oh," said Kyle, "I feel very dizzy after that. That was better than any fairground ride."
The remaining fairies got off Wally in a much more ladylike fashion.
"Good luck with the King and Queen," said Wally, "and good luck with that loch."